Governor Cuomo's proposed Public Trust Act comes after bribery charges were filed against State Senator Malcolm Smith, a New York City councilman, and two county GOP officials in connection with an alleged plot to rig the New York City mayoral race. The mayor and deputy mayor of the Rockland County village of Spring Valley were also charged in an alleged real estate development scheme. And just a few days later, State Assemblyman Eric Stevenson was charged with taking bribes in a separate case. Cuomo's proposed legislation would expand the definitions of public corruption offenses, create tougher penalties for offenders, and require public officials to report bribery. Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb, a Republican, says the proposal is a good first step, but more needs to be done.
The Assembly Republican Conference, we have been formulating a variety of different ideas dealing with term limits for leaders, eliminating pensions for those who have been convicted of a crime. But I think there's a tremendous amount of other opportunities that we're going to be proposing and bringing forth in the coming weeks that really will touch upon almost every aspect of election politics and public officers and how they conduct themselves in state government.
He says some of what he would like to discuss includes the review of the effectiveness and current construct of the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, as well as the following.
I have communicated with the governor that I'm willing to work with him as a legislative leader in our conference. I have introduced legislation myself for term limits for leaders. There's other things, I think, when we're looking at campaign finance reform, that maybe there is different ideas. And if we do have campaign finance reform, where the money can come from rather than from the taxpayer, term limits maybe for legislators.
And here's freshman Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson on the proposed Public Trust Act.
That needed to be done, and I look forward to working with the governor to get this piece of legislation passed. But, you know, really, Allison, until we look at some really big changes to the way that our government operates, we're going to continue to have these corrupted officials try to take advantage of the system. And so we've got to change the system. The way to do that is, first of all, change the way that we finance campaigns, put serious limits on the amount of money that corporations and individuals are able to contribute to candidates. And I also, as I spoke about during my campaign, believe that we need term limits.
Democratic State Assemblyman Thomas Abenanti, who represents portions of Westchester County, also says the proposal is a good first step.
It's important that we make it clear that any type of misuse of public office is totally unacceptable. These are technical amendments that improve the system. I'm looking forward to dealing with these amendments and changes in the law that go to the very heart of the problem. There is too much money being put into the political system. We've got to remove money from the political system. We need campaign finance reform. We need better disclosure. We need laws that make it clear that those in public life, whether they're in the legislature or the executive branch, are responsible only to the public.
And here's something he'd like to see as part of the legislation.
There are some other technical amendments that we could also make. The governor, when he was attorney general, proposed giving subpoena power to the attorney general's office, which I would support.
Overall, he says the goal is to remove big money from politics. Minority Leader Brian Kolb says campaign finance needs more discussion.
Does that mean that Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, he's spending his own personal money trying to affect public policy issues, whether it's gun control or soda bans, whatever it might be? Does that mean he's trying to buy influence? I think that's a question mark worth having a discussion about. But I think it's not always about the money in terms of influencing politics. It certainly is there as a partial influence, but I don't think it's the type of extent that some people portray it as.
Again, here's Gibson, who represents most of Dutchess County and part of Putnam County.
So we need to change the system so that it makes it easier for more honest, hardworking people to get elected, and makes it harder for those who want to go there for their own self-interest to actually stay in office or to even get elected in the first place.
The proposed act would permanently ban anyone convicted of a public corruption felony from holding any elected or civil office, serving as a registered lobbyist, or doing business with the state. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.